name does not ring a bell.
Yeah, it's like a K-A-W something. I wish I could pronounce it. He was in the club for years and years, and he's a big CW operator. In fact, that's all he does. But, yeah, I don't know if he's, I think he might have been president for a while or something high up, because I know when, years and years ago, I went there and take my general, and he gave it to me in that clunk, and he wrote big letters, there's more to being an amateur radio operator than electronics, because my electronics is real solid, but back then, and really, even now, my, you know, knowledge of the bandwidth and where the band edges and all that stuff is not the greatest, but oh well.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff now has gone to more computer, so the tests, I haven't looked at them, but they've got more computer things listed in there for doing different modes, FT8 and, you know, PSK31 and, you know those type of modes and that. So there's more questions on those as the hobby has evolved over the years. Back when I got my general in 05, I still had to take CW, so I had to pass the CW test, although the older guys always kidded me that I only had to do 5 words a minute, and my friend of mine that got me started in it, he was kind of like, well, I had to do 13, and then I got the older guys, I had to do 25 words a minute, and I said, yeah, that's true, but the ARRL said now that they have more people getting into CW now that it's not a requirement than they did when it was required to pass your general or your extra.